I'm joined by Dennis McShane, MP, former Foreign Office Minister, who has tabled a question about the Tory MP Brooks Newmark's visit to Damascus yesterday. Dennis, what's the purpose of the question?
Mr. Newmark is absolutely extraordinary. He is a government minister. He's on the payroll. He's paid by the taxpayer. And for him to turn up in Damascus when the whole world is very concerned about the repression, the deaths, the arrests, the torture, the disappearances, for a nice friendly cup of tea with Syrian president is absolutely extraordinary. Was he representing the government? Who was he paid for to go there by the government? Was he carrying a message from David Cameron and William Hague? I've never ever heard of this, when of a minister suddenly appearing in a country which is at the centre of news because of the terrible things that its government leader doing to his people.
Foreign Secretary William Hague has upped the rhetoric against Syria, talking about it taking the wrong fork in the road and so on. Do you think that Mr. Newmark faces a sort of disciplinary action potentially when he gets back?
I do not know. It's just that on the day when Colonel Gaddafi is indicted for the repression of his people by the International Criminal Court, you have almost identical repression. Arguably, President Bashar Assad has been in recent months been responsible for killing and torturing more people, with more people fleeing Syria to go into Turkey, than Colonel Gaddafi. And a British government minister, there are plenty of MPs of independent views who will go and see anybody in the world. I mean, there's nothing wrong particularly with that, but government ministers do not leave Britain on visits without it being sanctioned by someone. And if it hasn't been sanctioned by William Hague and David Cameron, then there are very serious questions that the government has to answer. I'm just beginning to ask the obvious ones, but I expect other colleagues and people with different portfolios, and I imagine the Conservative Party and the whole government and Whitehall will want to know what all this was about. We definitely need a statement of full clarification from Number 10 or from the Foreign Office.
Brooks Newmark has a long-standing interest in Syria. The Foreign Office says he's gone there without their backing. Isn't he entitled to go there?
You're less entitled to go anywhere when you're on the payroll as a government minister. There are a number of MPs who've got long-standing interests in different countries of the world. I do myself, and I respect that. There does seem to be a somewhat uncritical intimacy between a certain number of conservative MPs and the despotic Syrian regime in recent years. But it's all, I think, in the register of members' interests. I mean, none of these things are private or not accounted for. But what here is the just unprecedented case of a person who is a formal member of the government, who's paid a salary as a government minister, pitching up. I mean, it'd be like some government whip, some government minister suddenly going to Tripoli to talk to Colonel Gaddafi, or going to Bahrain unofficially to talk to the people who are doing the torturing there, or Iran, or wherever. It's just chaotic, and if Mr. Cameron and Mr. Hague didn't know it was happening, then you just actually ask who's in charge of a foreign policy and foreign representation, representation to foreign governments on behalf of Her Majesty's government. It's just, there's so many questions and we need full answers.
Do you think Newmark's visit has sort of lent legitimacy to what Assad has been doing?
Well, very much so, because his quoted remarks talk about stability. The Syrian media were playing it up as, look, you know, just move on, nothing much happening in our country. Here we have a friendly visit by a British government minister, resuming normal contact, when in fact Bashar al-Assad is, by any working definition of despotic tyranny, of torture, of killing, repression of his people, in much closer to Colonel Gaddafi territory than anything else, where Turkey has had to close its borders, where Turkey's very worried about the flight of Syrian refugees, where the Syrians have done completely